Thanks, Christine. And now back to news. Cultural activities are in the forefront, with the tickets for the summer proms at Blickling Hall selling like hot cakes, and the shows by the Nimmo Twins in Norwich being an early sellout. Then there are art shows by the University of the Arts and the Autumn Literary Festival at UEA.
The weekend weather forecast has prompted a last-minute rush for tickets for one of the hottest parties of the summer. More than 10,000 concertgoers are expected to converge on the open-air arena at Blickling near Aylsham for the annual proms, which has proved so popular it has been staged over two nights this year. The musical entertainment begins with the inaugural classic Ibiza, with some of the biggest dance anthems from the last 20 years being given a classical twist by the Urban Soul Orchestra with internationally renowned DJ Goldilocks, aka Sam Hall, accompanied by a stunning laser light show. With temperatures in the grounds of the National Trust estate set to rival the Party Island, the stage is set for a scorcher. And the weekend will finish with a bang, with a spectacular fireworks display in the shadow of Blickling Hall. There are so many festivals, but what makes Blickling stand out is its very unique setting. The view that you get as an audience member with the gradual slope down and the stage at the bottom of the lake, it is just stunning. For some reasons, we are always blessed with the weather. At Blickling, the sun always shines and it's forecast to do the same this weekend.
For the last 20 years, they have been a Norwich institution, causing audiences to roll in the aisles with laughter. Now, as they celebrate their 20th anniversary, the Nimmo Twins are still going strong. The comedy duo, made up of Carl Minns and Owen Evans, complete a run of shows at the Playhouse before moving on to four sold-out dates at the Theatre Royal, marking their two decades together as an act. In this time, the pair have become well known for their Normal for Norfolk project, a comedy sketch show satirising Norfolk life in a way only people from our part of the world could understand. Mr. Minns says, "I think audiences in Norwich feel such a sense of ownership of the show, which is why it has worked so well for us over the years. The jokes are about things people really know about, so that's why they get such good reactions." The pair are currently enjoying a wildly successful run of shows, and Mr. Minns says they have been receiving some of the biggest laughs they have ever heard.
The British Art Show 8 transformed Norwich University of the Arts. A pop-up exhibition featured a range of weird and wonderful creations and attracted art enthusiasts from across the region. Hosted in NUA's St. George's building, the takeover featured an array of artists who shared some of their existing and even debut pieces with visitors. There were also live performances and activities where people could take part. The Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts Young Associates Group also held workshops at timed intervals throughout.
Former Liberal Democrat leader Paddy Ashdown and actor Bernard Hill are among the speakers who will be taking part in the UEA's Autumn Literary Festival this year. The annual event starts on October the 5th, and the full festival lineup has been revealed ahead of tickets going on sale on August the 15th. Christopher Bigsby, director of the festival, said, "There is an event for everyone, and I encourage people to come along and listen to their favourite authors or discover new ones. We are always thrilled to welcome so many members of the wider local community to the university campus throughout the festival." Paddy Ashdown will take to the festival stage on October the 19th. An MP from 1983 to 2001 and leader of the Liberal Democrats from 1988 to 1999, he is the author of an autobiography, two volumes of diaries and several studies of aspects of the Second World War, especially the work of the French Resistance. Meanwhile, Bernard Hill will be speaking at the festival on October the 26th. The UEA Autumn Literary Festival will run from October the 5th to November the 23rd. Other speakers taking part in the festival include Anthony Beaver, Penelope Lively and Rose Tremaine.
A controversial proposal to turn an unused Norwich church into homes is being recommended for approval, despite more than 100 objections to the change. Norwich City Council's planning committee will meet to make a decision on whether to grant permission for the conversion of St. Peter's Methodist Church and its church hall off Park Lane in the city's Golden Triangle. Wyndham-based company, the Interesting Building Company, wants to turn the church into 20 homes made up of a mix of flats, maisonettes, and three-bedroom house. The property is made up of three buildings, with the church hall dating back to 1894, although the church itself was built in 1939. The church stopped being used for worship in 2013 after the congregation dwindled, merging with that at the United Reformed Church at Jessop Road. The company behind the plan said its objective was to secure a future for St. Peter's while giving it a new lease of life. But the proposals have led to 120 objections being lodged with the City Council.
Now for our last short feature. The Evening News has a regular column called Norwich Knowledge. This week it is the turn of Gentleman's Walk. The feature is read by Christine Gillam.